This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
November the 17th, 2017. Seeing it your way. A couple of days ago, a friend of mine invited me out to lunch last minute. She's always to be relied on to pick a good place to eat. Thursday was no exception. The choice was not an easy one. Should we go for a starter as well as a main course? What was the difference between the kind of chicken we normally eat and a black one? Should we try something with truffle? Should I be really self-disciplined and stick with lettuce? We just got to the point when we thought we knew, but we're giving the menu one last check. I normally get my friend to read the menu to me, but I have my reading eye pressed to the page. When I say pressed, the right side of my nose was flat against the surface of the menu. It might not look comfortable, but it gets the job done. "Madam," a voice said, "I have something for you." "Oh, good," I thought, imagining some delicacy to tickle my palate. How wrong I was. I looked up to find the suited restaurant manager standing next to me, proffering a silver salver on which was laid out a folded white linen napkin. Nestling in the folds of the napkin were four pairs of glasses. "No, thank you," I said, and carried on reading. "But, madam, this will help you if you have forgotten your glasses." "No, thank you," I said, returning to my menu. No sooner had I done so than I became gripped by the regret of my lack of manners. My friend launched in to fill the awkward space I'd left. "Oh, she's as blind as a bat beyond glasses. I wouldn't bother if I were you." We're lifelong friends, which gives her exemption from the normal rules of sighted people describing me in these terms. "You were really rude to him," she said. "You'd better make up for it and show a little interest in the chicken." He was trying to be helpful. If you looked at people sideways and carried your white stick, he'd know you couldn't see. On second thoughts, probably just as well you didn't, or you might have hit him with it, poor man. Four pairs of glasses bought in the chemist would probably meet the needs of most people who'd forgotten their specs, so proffering help was the most normal thing in the world. It was probably born out of an ethos of ultra customer service that should have just about covered it. What they couldn't muster was a large print menu. Sometimes vision is a two-way thing. Not everyone can imagine that there are really people who can see so little, or nothing at all, who are out in the world and eating. Not all of us who are doing the eating can imagine why it's not possible to produce a large print menu, or that glasses served on a silver salver is meant to be a kindness, not an annoyance. On a day when a fellow customer in the supermarket had already told me how hilarious I looked when reading a price label, it was hard not to take a swipe. I could have done better. People are people. Maybe we all have our limitations. Black chicken, it turns out, is still chicken.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.